So I get the impression that, at least with the Kiksuti stories and songs, that mm-hmm. many of them have come in from other places, mm-hmm. from Juneau or Sitka or Ketchikan. Mm-hmm. Do you know of many still existing from that were developed here, passed on from the Kiksuti elders in Wrangell? Or are those pretty well, you know, stored just in history now?
I think it's stored in history. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mostly, you know. And I, right now I can't even think of one story that I've heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard, you know, stories and I've read stories.
Right.
And right now I've been reading stories about the Eskimos.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, it's stories that were told through a journal,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and they had made a book out of it, and they had pictures taken. Oh, so my mind goes to right. to them right now. But
I have a new friend in Anchorage that's a Inupiat, and
oh.
so I always get him to tell me stories about Barrow. He's from Barrow,
oh.
about all the stories from the slope. Mm-hmm. Very different culture.
I read a book when I was doing some courses. When we had to take history, mm-hmm. and I read a book on the Yupiks, and they are very interesting people,
mm-hmm. right?
Strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like the stories that I've heard have always been a story that's where the people are kind of suffering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in pictures, they don't look happy, you know.
Yeah.
They're very, very stern and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.